from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you. Thank you very much there,
thank
Dawson.
You, sir.
And thank you to the folks at Reliant for being involved. Hey, Dawson, you follow this guy named Alex Stein? You know, I mean, you follow a lot of guys. He's a Blaze TV guy?
I don't think
the
so.
The troll. I'm a pimp on a blimp.
Okay. Do you know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
Lucius?
Yeah, he's a troll dude, comedian.
He goes, Dawson, I just checked. You do follow this guy.
Okay.
I guess you follow a lot of people.
Okay. I do.
He's got like Dez Bryant. Yeah. I'm just looking at guys. Like Dez Bryant is involved with him. Chris Arnold. It says you and some others are involved.
Cool.
But Lucius, you know this guy?
Yeah, I'm aware of his work.
Okay, he got me last night when I walked into the stadium.
On many sides.
How so?
Okay, he was doing a bit with Kyrie's poster of the Earth's flat thing, the statement he made about that.
Oh, okay. We bring up old stuff.
And so he...
And come on,
he's
we've
like,
moved on.
I didn't know, this guy knew who I was.
Oh, really?
I walked in. Now, maybe, I don't know if
he's from DFW.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why. I'm like, how does this guy know me?
Probably
a Tolo. I thought he was doing a national bit kind of a thing. He's like, brought us. Hey. And I was walking into he was getting everybody in the media, I think is what, but he's like, hey, brought us. How about this? Kyrie says the Earth's flat. And I'm like, no, it's not flat. You know, I just was going along and I was having fun with him. But this guy,
but
like
the camera's out when he was asking you that?
Yes.
So you're going to end up on that?
Evidently, I went viral for this.
Let's go.
Oh, there you go.
And what? I didn't, yeah.
Let's go, B.
Where's the video then, dude? We need to see this.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, though. But I just looked it up because a guy reached out to me on Twitter and says, your video went viral of you with Alex Stein. So if like I was just kind of having fun. No, I've flown over. I've seen the curvature. I know it's not,
seen that curvature.
I've seen the curvature.
With your own eyes.
With my own eyes, yeah. So anyway, but yeah, I was
you might be able to blow a shofar.
I don't know what his bit is though. But it was funny. He was dressed up, and he had that poster, and he was kind of just like, "Come on, Broadus, you know the Earth's flat. Kyrie says it's flat. Are you against Kyrie?" I'm like, "No, I'm not against Kyrie." You know, and I was just kind of having fun with the guy, but.
Dude, you're an internet sensation right now. We got to find this video.
Somebody needs to find it, but I was literally walking in, like the lady was scanning my credential, and I turn around and I'm just like, she's like my credential's like almost choking me because she's got, you know, one of those things.
Oh.
So the thing is that I didn't know who the guy was. So I was just having fun with him. But then I look and see, like, you know, everybody kind of knows who this guy is. Lucius knows this guy. So
a lot of followers. 610,000.
Wow.
Appears to be a bit of an election truther.
So he could be like, this could be like damaging to me doing this?
I think he's a polarizing guy, but I don't think it's damaging.
He was having fun with me. Yeah. He kept going, hey, come on, Broadus, come on, you know the Earth's flat. I'm like, no, I don't believe it is. He goes, but Kyrie says it's flat. I'm like, well, no, it's. I don't think it's flat. You know, just got.
Wow, man, he just ran up on you like that.
But he was literally right outside the media entrance to this thing.
He knew where to be.
And so, man, I'm
looking for the big shooters.
I might have to avoid him tomorrow, then, right?
Maybe he has a follow up question for you. Maybe you should ask him. Didn't Kyrie say that like 8 years ago?
Maybe you should
go get an updated thought from him.
Yeah.
And then he'll say, much like when you peed your pants in the third grade, like people don't forget.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know. I didn't know his bit, but he does real stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. Media personality, it appears, with 610,000 followers.
This is good for biz. You should actually seek him out next time. Huh. You should actually pull your phone out and start asking him questions.
This just, you know, shows you how I don't know what's going on a lot. You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is one of many things.
One of many things. No, you're right. You're right about that. You're right. Also, like I said, I want to thank you for the train thing. By the way,
my pleasure.
Hey, this is nothing against guys and gals that do Lyft or Uber or anything like that. We're not against you. But this train thing,
we're not against rap. Yeah. We're not against rappers.
Yeah.
But we are against those thugs.
But the trains, it's easy, man.
Man, I was a little scared there, Lucius, what you were doing there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said you're not against the. But it triggered me.
No, I'm not. But yeah, I'm not against those folks because I don't have Uber myself. I mean, I'm not that guy. But anyway, but the train, I highly recommend that you.
You and Luca both hitting a dart right before the game.
Yeah.
And fantastic.
Yeah, it's a hell of a way to go.
It is, dude. Seriously. It is. Convenient as heck.
I hope I'm not messing myself up. Now it's going to be crowded as I'll get out tomorrow.
No, I mean.
No, it's not going to be. Last night would be more commodity. Crowded than game four was. The ticket prices have already dropped by a significant margin.
Awesome. Yeah, we're down to low four hundos last time I looked on SeatGeek, I think.
You got a couple you want to sell at Dawson. Can we do that? Are we allowed to do that?
They're like $400 each right now. I would do two for $400.
That's what I'm saying. Are we allowed to do that? I didn't want to get in trouble by trying.
We just did.
Oh, okay.
I don't give a bleep.
Okay.
You know?
You got a couple of tickets you want to sell to Dawson. He'd like to buy them from me.
Nobody's holding out. I want to take Abby tomorrow.
Text in, if you will. I might give her my pass. Let her talk to the guy.
Where'd your pass go? Did you forget your pass?
Let her talk to the guy in Blaze TV.
Mr. Broadus, enjoy the game, sir.
All right, here we go. Pro Football Focus. Kind of it's my June reading, what I'm doing. They have a list of players that they're talking about on by position, believe it or not. 2024 All Breakout Team.
Ooh.
Will Levis, Chase Brown. And they've got a Dallas Cowboy as one of the breakout players at a position. So they're going through all the positions. Like, for example, tight ends have like Luke Musgrave from the Packers.
Okay.
He's involved. Matthew Bergeron, who was with
the Mozzie Smith.
The Mozzie Smith, yeah.
I love that guy to Syracuse.
Wow. Yeah.
Matthew Bergeron plays at Atlanta. They have him as the breakout left guard.
I could see that.
For the Atlanta Falcons. And matter of fact, you know, when you think about Mozzie, but Bergeron had four games last season where he didn't allow any pressures in pass protection. They might have been right about that guy.
Mm.
All right. Would anybody like to take a guess of who? Now, there's a Dallas Cowboy on this list, and it's done by position. Would you like to take a guess who the player is? Would you guys just like to venture a guess?
Is it a guy that really has already broken out?
Not yet.
To us, he really hasn't.
No, he's a okay. but we believe he's a good player. We believe we have indications that this
Oso.
Guy. Oso is a good name.
How Overshown.
Overshown's another good name.
Sam Williams.
Sam Williams, another good name. Lucius, you want to venture a guess?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going through this Alan Stein video right here trying to find out where you're at.
I appreciate you doing
about
that.
About an hour's worth of you're content
honest.
Here.
You're honest about it.
So I'm scrolling.
You got you. Okay. Overshown's the name.
Okay.
Overshown's a guy at linebacker. They said if Trenton Simpson's spot on the team is involved, a lot of projection, Overshown requires even more. He played just 46 preseason snaps his rookie season before tearing his ACL into his year. He was expected to compete for the starting snaps in 2023, though. He earned a 74.7 PFF grade in the preseason before the injury. So he is the only player that the Pro Football Focus, when they start to talk about breakout players, Marvin Overshown is your guy.
Man, I would love that. Hopefully, you know, he breaks right into a Pro Bowl. I got brought us at 46.09 here, Lucius. 46.09 outside going
good
in.
Good for you.
Okay. Alex Stein sitting there with him.
Okay. Do I look pretty goofy and like ridiculous and all that?
Yeah. Fresh off the door.
Well, no more than usual.
Okay. I got the bow tie. He probably thought I was like Fox News or something like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's some good exposure for you. Right there, I'm
well,
sure.
Well, thank you.
Look at you. Look at you sell popcorn.
You know what? I don't think I said anything controversial, though.
Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah. Yeah. That is good, Lucius.
Yeah, maybe some Bartles and James there. I'm sorry. We got to run.
Orville Redenbacher was good.
That is thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Some NFL news of the day is coming up. Well, Chuck, what do you have in store for us?
Oh, man. Brady's Patriots Hall of Fame speech, Burrow talking mindset, and the release date for this new wide receiver show. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.